soon as we get it. Of course, we've just been speaking to Mark Palios, and we've got a Tranmere fan on the line now. It's Steve, who's actually down in Nottingham, I believe. Hiya, Steve.
Hiya, Salty.
So I don't know whether you heard much of what Mark had to say, but how are you feeling about what's going on at the moment and the situation you're in?
Yeah, well, I caught part of what Mark said, and also heard what Andy was talking about, Andy Doyle. Yeah, it is very serious opposition. We're just outside the bottom two on goal difference. It's very exciting, I must say, but it's a sort of excitement we could do without. And I suppose if we can somehow stay in this division, then the prospects will be pretty good for next season. But it's now staying in this division, that's the priority. And I really think the lads are up for it. I think we can do it.
Where do you think it's gone wrong?
Well, coming down from the higher league, we only just missed out on staying up last season. And I think in League Two, it's a different sort of philosophy, a different sort of football. And the sides seem bigger. It seems a much more physical division. I mean, we played York City away a few weeks ago, and all the lads in their team were sort of big, burly lads, and they were just, if you like, over-competing for us. We just couldn't compete with them on the ball. And I think it's a learning process, really, coupled with the fact we've had some really really bad luck with injuries. I mean, I think Matt Hill was on before. Losing him was a very serious blow. But other players like Jason Kumas, and now Danny Holmes is injured. We had one lad who came from Hull earlier in the season, looked very promising, Ben Ameson, and he broke his leg, I think, in his second game. Now, yeah, every team has injuries, we know that, but these were particularly bad for us. And, it's been tough, but, yeah, I still think we can do it.
And the chairman has targeted 4 wins from the remaining 8 games. That should keep you up, shouldn't it? Is that a realistic sort of target?
I think so. And I think we can do it. I mean, tomorrow is the real key game, because Wimbledon seemingly have not much to play for. They're safe from relegation. They can theoretically get into the playoffs, but possibly, if they're honest with themselves, I think they're going to be safe for next season. So this is one of the few games where we're playing a team which is sort of okay, and hence, in terms of the 50-50 balls and things, one would hope that our players would compete stronger. So this is a game, really, I think we must win. We've got to get this one under our belts, and that will take a bit of pressure off for the remaining games. But, yeah, it's tight.
Great to speak to you. Thanks for coming on, Steve. Cheers.
OK, cheers.
And I hope your nerves hold up all right tomorrow.
We'll be there tomorrow chewing them on.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.